JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 71. Secularization of Eastern European Jewry.
One of the effects of Zionism and of the radicalization of the Jewish people, the rise of socialism, was the secularization of the Jewish people. Somehow, vast numbers of Jews attributed their troubles not to the Tsar and not to the Russian government. They attributed the troubles to themselves. There's a certain psychology of the victim where the victim always looks within himself or herself and says, I must be guilty, otherwise this wouldn't be happening to me. And that's true in abuse cases. All psychologists tell us that, that people who are abused always feel it's their fault, not the fault of the abuser. Well, that's what happened to the Jewish people. And they looked at themselves in all of their troubles and agony, and they said, it must be that we're wrong. It must be that we can't continue with our way of life. We can't continue with tradition. We can't dress the way we dress. We can't speak Yiddish the way we speak it. We can't be the way we were. We have to have, quote, a new Jew, unquote. And then there's a century of searching to find that new Jew who never showed up. And because even the new Jew is still the old Jew, as far as the world is concerned, and pretty much as far as the Jewish people are concerned as well. This secularization of the Jewish people had vast implications for the next century. It explains the secular population in Israel, which, by the way, is, whether they admit it or not, quite traditional. It also explains the assimilation in the United States. It explains the wave of intermarriage, because once a Jew does not feel any connection to Jewish tradition or to Jewish history, he doesn't feel Jewish. You know, it's one thing to be an observant Jew. There's another thing to feel Jewish. So all people are on a spectrum of observance. We don't have any 100% people, all rumors to the contrary notwithstanding. But to be able to feel Jewish, that you're part of the Jewish people, that is a basic necessity. And the secularization of the Jewish people, so for instance, the left said, well, we're part of this great socialist, communist revolution, you know, it has nothing to do with the Jews. So we're the international, right? We're a humanist. All of that turned into ashes in the 20th century. It didn't last because of the fact that somehow the world refused to accept that definition. The world never recognized that there is a new Jew. And the terrible events of the 20th century, both by Hitler and by Stalin, only served to somehow confirm the fact that becoming a new Jew was an ephemeral idea. You're chasing the mechanical rabbit. You're never going to catch up to it. And because of that, therefore, this is an important idea because it influences all of 20th century Jewry and even 21st century Jewry because of the fact that somehow we have to reconstruct the new Jew, that he should at least be a Jew. And that is a formidable task. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to JewishHistory.org.